Hello, I am the Master of Nine Puppets, and this is UN News. Swastika handbag recalled. Fashion chain Zara, literally the Fourth Reich rises, recalled the swastika embroidered handbag from stores in countries in which there is a sizable Jewish population, allowing the purse, which is alleged to be made of human skin, possibly of the scrotum, left over from concentration camps of Nazi Germany, to be sold only in mostly Gentile and anti-Semitic states with large neo-Nazi populations. A customer, Sarah Goldman, complained, "I survived the Holocaust," she told UN News reporter Lotta Lass, "but many of my family did not. Must we Jews be forever reminded of the cruelty we suffered by those who hate us because God elected us to be his chosen people?" Zara is owned by Adolf Hitler, who is being investigated as a possible Nazi war criminal. UN News was unable to reach Hitler, but a spokesman for him said, "Jews are an abomination." Other posters bear embroidered likenesses of Nazi Führer, Adolf Hitler himself, and his top military and political aides, such as Heinrich Himmler, Joseph Goebbels, and Dr. Joseph Mengele. Zara has promised to limit their distribution, as well as has decided to cancel designs for gas chamber and mass burial purses as a little gachet, perhaps. Instead, the fashion giant will release purses embroidered with signs and symbols of the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community, and depictions of the various sexual positions in which such couples typically find themselves when coupling, which, the company's spokeswoman said, obviously won't offend anyone. One of their hottest sellers, the company predicts, will be their new purses for men, which are available in pleather, velvet, and satin, and in pink, lavender, and fuchsia. California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has already ordered one for his desk. This was a story by the Master of Nine Puppets.